Chapter 11. The Two-Week Challenge, Meal Planning and Simple Meals. In this chapter, you will learn how to go 2 weeks without using seed oils, how to quickly assemble healthy ingredients into a meal so you can free yourself from dependence on food bars, snacks, and junk food, how to clear your cupboard of seed oil-soaked foods, what to eat to prevent pathologic hunger while improving energy and concentration. In the longer term, preventing pathologic hunger will cure metabolic sugar addictions and change your food cravings from unhealthy to healthy. By losing your fear of real food, you can free yourself from dependence on processed foods and the healthcare system. I would like to invite you to take a 2-week challenge and go vegetable oil free, to prove to yourself it can be done, and to start detoxifying your body. In this chapter, I'll get you started with a meal plan of simple basic foods that you can easily make even if your kitchen confidence is low. I'll provide suggestions for easy breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, along with tips for healthy desserts. In this short time, you will most likely notice more energy and less inflammation and belly bloating. If you test your blood sugar, you'll notice it improving as you start to reverse insulin resistance. If you choose to continue beyond 2 weeks, you will find that you can slow or even reverse the processes that degenerate and age us. By freeing yourself from dependence on processed foods, you'll be freeing yourself from dependence on the healthcare industry too, while supporting the producers of real food who are more deserving of your hard-earned money. Avoiding seed oils isn't easy, and many people need to start small by avoiding the worst of the worst and then gradually expanding their avoidance of seed oils over time. So there are degrees of seed oil avoidance, and when I work with people, I actually ask them to rate their current level of seed oil avoidance on a scale from 1 to 10, with 1 meaning you don't avoid them and 10 meaning you never eat them. The goal of the 2-week challenge is to become a 10 for just a limited time. Hopefully, you will feel so much better that you'll want to continue operating at a 10 for the rest of your life. This is just to get you started. The breakfast and lunch examples are intended to show you how easily you can make meals fast using real food ingredients, so that you can get in the habit of assembling your own dishes instead of opening boxes and packages. The dinner examples are intentionally basic. This is not a lesson in fancy cuisine. It's a lesson in strategizing for self-sufficiency. If you choose to continue, you will need more variety, and I am confident that the concepts you've learned will help you better identify recipes from the billion available online. Just to be clear, this 2-week challenge is going to help you eliminate the hateful 8 toxic oils from your diet. They will still be present in your body fat, however. The body fat detoxification process takes much longer, roughly 2 years for each 40 or so pounds of fat on our bodies. That's the bad news. The good news is that it means you will continue to notice your body feeling better and your mind functioning more efficiently on the job and at home during the months and years to come. For everyone who grazes and snacks. With more and more people snacking, fewer and fewer people are eating 3 square meals a day. One survey showed that at least 60% of people still do eat 3 meals, though, and most of them snack on top of their 3 meals. In my experience working with patients, one reason for snacking is simply being too busy to sit down and eat. This problem is easily solved by planning meals that you don't need to sit down to eat, and I've included several in this category, listed as meals on the go in the 2-week challenge section after the listing for lunch. Another common reason for snacking is being too busy to eat a meal at the intended time and getting pathologic hunger as a result. This chapter will also help you to resolve that problem. It's far healthier to plan meals that prevent your hunger so you don't need to rely on snacks than it is to carry snacks. In the meal suggestions in this chapter, I have not included any healthy snacks because there really is no such thing. Plus, I'm hoping that you will experience for yourself the benefits of the energizing and satiety-inducing fats that you'll be eating. If you're snacking, you won't be able to notice any of that. Avoiding sugary beverages and alcohol will also go a long way toward helping you get the most out of this experiment. How to prevent pathologic hunger. Once we fix pathologic hunger, we're starting our journey to total metabolic health. Fixing pathologic hunger comes down to choosing foods that take longer for our systems to digest, so they can sustain our energy for longer. This prevents blood sugar peaks, insulin spikes, and blood sugar dips, and keeps your brain energy at an even keel. The meals in the breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu will prevent pathologic hunger. These are just a few examples, and you can make up your own following the same few simple principles. 1. Eat energizing fats at every meal. See the list of energizing fats in the supplementary PDF. You should get 100 to 400 calories from these fats per meal. 2. Eat slow digesting carbs at least twice a day and limit sweets. To reverse insulin resistance, aim for 160 to 400 calories from these foods per day. See Chapter 10 and the list of slow digesting carbs in the supplementary PDF. For fastest results, limit sweet calories to less than 40 or so for the day. The best time to eat anything sweet is after dinner. During the day, you've emptied out your body's little carbohydrate storage suitcases, making space for blood sugar to flow right in. The worst time is at breakfast, though for the challenge, I have included some naturally sweetened options for breakfast and lunch because having something appealing matters more for these 2 weeks. 3. Eat real food protein, not protein powders, hydrolysates, isolates, or fake food protein. Find your daily needs using the protein calculator in the supplementary PDF. It doesn't matter if you eat all your daily protein in 1, 2, or 3 meals. 4. Do not snack. The whole point of this strategy is learning to build meals that prevent pathologic hunger. If you eat or drink anything with calories between meals, you'll never know if it's working. If you do experience pathologic hunger after breakfast, lunch, or dinner, it means that tomorrow you need to modify that meal by adding either more fat or more carbohydrate. Drink only unflavored water, black coffee, or tea. For a more detailed strategy, consult my previous audiobook, The Fat Burn Fix. Tip: if you like healthy snack foods, try planning to eat some as a meal. This can include nuts, cheese cubes, kale chips, and the like. How to treat between meal hunger. It's okay to ignore hunger if your hunger is not pathologic. If your hunger is pathologic, then it's best to treat it, because it may not go away. Go ahead and eat something starchy that gets into your system fast, like a pretzel or two. Don't overdo it. Just 2 pretzels will break down quickly and bump your blood sugar for long enough to make it to your next meal. If it's hours away, then you should also support your energy levels with something more sustaining. A small handful of almonds or other nuts is a great choice. For many people who are habitual snackers or grazers and who were not in the habit of eating meals, it can be very difficult to make the leap to less frequent eating. If this sounds like you, then focus first on avoiding seed oils and sugary sweet foods for the first week while continuing to graze. In other words, follow the aforementioned steps 1 through 3 for a week before you try to tackle step 4. Your 2-week challenge meal planning menu. A 2-week challenge might sound, well, challenging, but really, it can be very simple. The number one goal is to prove to yourself that you and processed food are ready for a divorce. You don't need to live on food bars, takeout, boxed or frozen meals, snacks, or any other junk. The number two goal is to see how good you feel after you've ejected these toxic oils from your diet. In the first week, you are most likely to notice improved digestive health and mental focus. If you continue, you will notice much, much more. These are not recipes. They're meal concepts. And they're so simple, they really don't require a recipe. They also have the advantage of being non-specific, so that by their nature, they are open to variation. For example, take avocado toast, which was a huge thing about 10 years ago. You can very easily go online and find hundreds of great ways to make avocado toast delicious and fun to experiment with. Other meal concepts are more about giving you permission to eat foods that you probably know how to make but didn't realize were super healthy, such as burgers. If you follow these meal concepts during the two-week challenge, you don't need to bother counting carbs or macros. It's built in. To keep your shopping list short, pick no more than three from each meal category, and buy enough to repeat that dish for the week. If you want to shop just once for both weeks, that's great, but be sure to choose food items that will keep that long. Fresh meats may need to be frozen. I've included a shopping list following each of the meal ideas. That may seem a little unnecessary given the simplicity of the meal, but if you're not used to making your own meals from scratch, you're probably not used to making shopping lists either. Making a shopping list is every bit as essential to success as being able to cook a few simple meals. Remember, the goal is just getting through 2 weeks without seed oils so that you can get a taste of what's waiting for you once you become a full-time seed oil avoider. We're not going for a complex meal plan or new cooking methods. If you are okay with eating the same thing for breakfast every day, then go for it. One patient I worked with who confessed to having zero cooking ability of any kind and wanted to lose weight for a wedding ended up doing nothing but almonds, pre-peeled hard-boiled eggs, and lots of milk for 3 months straight. He lost nearly 60 pounds. He felt fantastic. So good that he started to learn a few skills. 8 years later, he developed quite a repertoire, including making family meals every other day and making his own bone broth from scratch. He also lost the other 80 pounds he wanted to shed. Are you ready? Here are some of the most popular, easiest, fastest, and most healthy vegetable oil-free options I recommend to get you started down the healing path. Breakfast. Eggs. This meal consists of 2 to 3 eggs cooked any way you like. If you like hard-boiled eggs but want to skip cooking and peeling, most grocery stores now carry peeled, hard-boiled eggs in bags. They taste amazing with melted butter and salt. Or if you want to be fancy, try a splash of soy sauce. In England, a common meal is an egg with olives, relish, and other items mashed into it. This can also go on a slice of sprouted grain toast. Shopping list. Eggs. Optional. Butter, olives, relish, and sprouted grain bread, such as Ezekiel, or sourdough, or the healthiest type of bread you can find. Avocado toast. Use 1 or 2 slices of the healthiest bread you can find. Top with avocado slices, and sprinkle with an everything bagel type of seasoning mix, or just with salt and pepper. Coconut flakes or cream also go well. Shopping list. Sprouted grain bread, sourdough, or another healthy bread. Avocado. Optional. Everything bagel seasoning, or coconut flakes. Tip. Sprouted grain bread is sold in the freezer section. Cinnamon butter toast. Use 1 or 2 slices of the healthiest bread you can find. Top with 1 to 2 tablespoons each of butter and peanut butter, or almond butter, sprinkled with cinnamon if you like, and dotted with raisins or your favorite dried fruit. Shopping list. Bread. Peanut butter or almond butter. Optional. Cinnamon, raisins, or other dried fruit. Type C toast. use one or two slices of the healthiest bread you can find. Spread real cream cheese and top with smoked salmon. You can also use herbed cream cheese. Shopping list: bread, cream cheese, smoked salmon. Note, if you don't like smoked salmon, have it plain or buy herbed cream cheese. Yogurt. Use 1 to 1.5 cups of plain whole milk yogurt with 1/4 cup fresh melon or berries, optionally sweetened with jelly, honey, or dried fruits, and top with nuts. Shopping list. Yogurt. If regular is too sour for your taste, try Greek, but get the plain whole milk type. Fresh fruit, jelly, honey, or dried fruits. Nuts. Tip: dried coconut, almonds, and vanilla extract make a great combination without the need for added sugar. Cottage cheese. If you don't like yogurt, try full-fat cottage cheese in the same amount as the yogurt and with the same toppings. Shopping list: cottage cheese, plus the toppings listed earlier. Trail mix. Make your own favorite blend of seed oil-free nuts and dried fruits. Aim for 3/4 nuts and 1/4 or less fruits. Shopping list. 1 to 3 types of nuts, raw, sprouted, or roasted without seed oils. 1 or 2 types of dried fruits. Tip: tropical fruits and apricots are less likely to be coated with vegetable oil than berries and raisins. Milkshake, unshaken. Add up to 2 ounces of cream to milk and flavor it with a few ounces of coffee, tea, or flavored stevia drops. If you don't normally have milk in the house, then for this experimental week, just buy half and half and use a cup or so of that instead. A cup of half and half has 285 calories and will keep you satisfied longer than that 300-calorie plain bagel. Shopping list. Milk, cream, or half and half. Optional. Flavoring, coffee, tea, or flavored stevia. Coffee. If you normally use a creamer with seed oils, instead use real dairy cream. Or try drinking it black. Remember, it's just 2 weeks. No breakfast is also an option. If you're not accustomed to eating breakfast, there's no need to start. But if you've been skipping breakfast and snacking before lunch, that's actually just eating breakfast at a different time. So you'll need to have a seed oil-free option. Hard-boiled eggs are easy to bring to work, as is the trail mix. Lunch. Simple deli sandwich. Make a simple deli sandwich using the healthiest bread you can find, sprouted grain or sourdough, plenty of slices of your favorite deli meat or meats, and your favorite cheese or cheeses, with avocado oil or olive oil mayonnaise, and or mustard and or relish. The more meat and cheese, the more filling it will be. In fact, if you want to dabble with low carb, skip the bread and try the sliced meat and cheese rolled together. Popular combinations are ham and Swiss, roast turkey and Swiss, roast beef and provolone, or roast chicken and provolone. Note: deli meat gets a bad rap due to its high salt content, but as we've seen, salt is not a problem. Another strike against it are the nitrites, which is a valid point. Nitrites are chemically more reactive and dangerous than nitrates. That's why I only recommend nitrite-free deli meat. Nitrite-free deli meat contains nitrates from natural sources, like celery salt, which do not harm our health the way nitrites do. Shopping list. Sprouted grain bread, sourdough, or another healthy bread. Nitrite-free deli slices. Buy 2 pounds if you'll be eating this all week. Deli-sliced cheese, or a block if you're okay with slicing it yourself. Avocado oil or olive oil mayonnaise. Mustard or relish for extra flavor. Tip: roast beef, pastrami, and prosciutto are among the least mechanically processed options. Peanut butter and jelly. Use healthy bread, plenty of peanut butter, plus jelly or fresh apple slices. A small carton of whole milk goes well with this lunch option. Shopping list. Sprouted grain bread, sourdough, or another healthy bread. Peanut butter without added sugar or additional oils. Whole milk. Tip, the tastiest peanut butter is freshly ground in the store. It also does not separate. Almond and cashew butter are also great choices that usually don't contain added oils. Celery boats. Use 2 or 3 celery stalks, generously filled with peanut butter or your favorite nut butter. Optional toppings could be sunflower seeds, raisins, or everything bagel seasoning. Shopping list. Celery. Peanut butter or other nut butter. Optional. Toppings. Sunflower seeds, raisins, or everything bagel seasoning. Pita hummus. Stuff a pita pocket with hummus and other ingredients to suit your taste, such as goat cheese, avocado, olives, baby greens or sprouts, shredded carrots, or chopped celery. Shopping list. Pita that is free of seed oils. Hummus made with olive oil. Goat cheese and/or olives, shredded carrots, chopped celery, greens, and other vegetables. Tip. You can find ingredients lists online for most products to save time reading them in the store. The Instacart search works well for this, even if you don't purchase through the app or website, for example. Company websites also usually include ingredients lists. Flat taco. Never heard of a flat taco? I made it up. It's a tostada that you don't have to toast, but if you'd like to, feel free to toast it, of course. I use a corn tortilla straight out of the bag. Top it with cheddar or Monterey Jack cheese, melt the cheese in the microwave till just soft, 30 to 40 seconds, then drizzle with red or green salsa. Shopping list. Yellow corn tortillas. At least 1 pound of cheese to last all week. It's cheaper to buy a block and slice it yourself. Red or green salsa. Tip. If you want to avoid added sugar, green salsa is a better option than red. Deconstructed corn dog. This one is the same as a flat taco, except that you add ham partway through the microwaving, just to warm it up. Instead of salsa, top it with mustard or sauerkraut. Shopping list. Yellow corn tortillas, at least 1 pound of cheese to last all week, at least 1 pound of nitrite-free ham, mustard and/or sauerkraut. Tip. The best sauerkraut is fermented, and a nationally available brand is Bubby's. Meals on the go. Kids' lunch. Make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Spread peanut butter on both pieces of bread to protect the bread from softening. Include a thermos of whole milk. Shopping list. Sprouted grain bread, sourdough, or another healthy bread. No-stir natural peanut butter. Low-sugar jelly. The lowest number of grams of sugar per tablespoon that you can find. Or better yet, use fresh or frozen berries instead of jelly. Milk. Tip. You can buy 8-ounce packs of shelf-stable organic milk at Walmart and other stores. It's not as healthy as regular milk, but far healthier than a protein shake or soda. Mobile picnic. Pack a few ounces of cheese and meat cubes with a few nuts and maybe some grapes all together in a Tupperware container. Plop in an insulated bag with an ice pack. You can make your own insulated bag out of any cloth bag and a beach towel or two. Eat with toothpicks. Hard cheeses work well. As for the meat, for a taste of Spain, try chorizo. And for an Italian option, choose prosciutto. Remember to choose nitrite-free whenever possible. Shopping list. Cheese. Manchego. Mozzarella. Swiss. Cheddar. Parmesan. Gouda. Edam. Etc. Meat. Salami. Pepperoni. Chorizo, prosciutto, or your favorite cured meat. White seedless grapes. Olives. Salted almonds. Do-it-yourself deli. Pack a deli sandwich into a Tupperware-type container or sandwich baggie. Plop it into an insulated bag with an ice pack. Add a nice dill pickle. Shopping list. Sprouted grain bread, sourdough, or another healthy bread. Nitrite-free smoked turkey or other deli-sliced meat. Sliced Swiss cheese or other favorite cheese. Mustard and or avocado oil or olive oil mayonnaise. Your favorite brand of dill pickles. Tip, the best pickles are naturally fermented, and a nationally available brand is Bubby's. Trail mix. Make your own healthy trail mix with a granola that's made using coconut oil or other non-seed oil ingredients, or use popcorn in place of the granola. To a small Ziploc bag, add 1/3 to 1/2 a cup of the granola or popcorn, add 1 ounce or 2 of your favorite nuts, and maybe 1 ounce of shredded coconut or dried fruit. Bring along a thermos of milk. Shopping list. Healthy granola, such as Bob's Red Mill granola. Nuts, raw, sprouted, or roasted without seed oils. Options include pistachios, macadamia nuts, almonds, walnuts, pecans, etc. Milk. Optional. Use popcorn instead of granola. Healthy snacks as a meal. If you have a favorite snack that has all the nutrients you need to suppress pathologic hunger, just plan on eating that for a meal. A few popular examples include kale chips, nuts, including spiced nuts and hulled salted pistachios, string cheese, Epic bars, and select flavors of Kind bars. Read ingredients carefully to avoid the hateful eight. Shopping list. Your favorite healthy snack. Store-bought sushi. If you're near a grocery store and feeling hungry, one of the fastest, healthiest options is a pack of their pre-made sushi. Skip some of the rice to avoid some empty calories. Shopping list. Grocery store sushi. Tip. It's best not to buy sushi more than a day before you plan to eat it, so sushi is the exception to my recommendation to buy ahead. Dinner. These dishes require no special skill, no special equipment, no exotic ingredients, and very little prep and cook time. If you're looking for more detailed recipes, I've shared a few of my favorites in the section Select Recipes in the supplementary PDF. And you'll find many more on my website. Visit www.drcate.com/recipes. If you've already got dinner nailed, and many people do, then there's nothing magical about these ideas, except that they are super simple, fast, and great for beginning home cooks. Remember, the number one rule is avoiding seed oils. Number two is to make starchy carbs a side and not the star of the plate, if you eat them at all. Small amounts of pasta, rice, potatoes, and the like with a sauce, for example, are okay. All proteins, veggies, herbs, and spices are super healthy. When it comes to dinner planning, the biggest mistake I've seen people make is underestimating how tired they are at the end of the day and not wanting to cook the more elaborate meals they may have planned. Another mistake is buying too many fresh vegetables, not using them, then throwing them out. These fast dinner protein and vegetable ideas are designed to be end-of-the-day fatigue-proof. How to make dinner proteins fast. How much to cook? That depends on how much protein you need and what you've eaten earlier in the day. You can find formulas to calculate your protein needs, but I found that some of them underestimate and others overestimate the amounts needed. I created a protein calculator for you based on what I think makes the most sense. See the supplementary PDF. You can get fancy and pick out a vegetable that's specially selected to pair well with the protein, or you can just make whatever you like from the list of veggie-sides that will follow. Rotisserie chicken. Most grocery stores sell rotisserie chickens near the deli. All the work is done for you. Be sure to check the ingredients list for seed oils before buying. If you're feeling like taking on more of a cooking project, save the bones to make bone stock. Shopping list. Rotisserie chicken. Tip. Since many of the flavored chickens will be coated with seed oil, the original flavor may be your best bet. Shrimp cocktail. This meal is already made for you in the deli section of most grocery stores. Be sure to check the sauce for seed oils. Shopping list. Shrimp with cocktail sauce. Tuna melt. Mix together 1 can of tuna packed in olive oil. Don't drain all the oil. It will save you expensive mayonnaise. A chopped small carrot, a chopped small celery stalk, 1 or 2 tablespoons of avocado oil or olive oil mayonnaise, and 1/8 or 1/4 teaspoon each of onion powder, garlic powder, and salt. Melt 2 ounces of cheddar or Monterey Jack cheese onto 1 of those 6-inch yellow corn tortillas. 30 or 40 seconds in the microwave. Pile on the tuna and enjoy. Shopping list. Canned tuna in olive oil. Carrot and or celery. Garlic powder and or onion powder. Avocado oil or olive oil mayonnaise. Cheddar or Monterey Jack cheese. Yellow corn tortillas. Tip. This would be a great place to try a Mexican spice blend. When purchased from the spice rack, they're more likely to be free of fillers and contain just spices and salt. Steak. The secret to tasty steak is in the marinade. To make the simplest marinade ever, drizzle a few drops of Worcestershire sauce per steak per side and generously salt and pepper each side. Let it marinate in the fridge for between 20 minutes and 24 hours. The healthiest way to cook steak is rare. Shopping list. Steak. Worcestershire sauce. Cheeseburgers and lamb burgers. The secret to quickly making burgers is to use 70 to 80% lean ground beef or ground lamb, which is naturally fatty. Avoid lean ground beef, which generally requires fussing with egg, oatmeal, or other binders to help it stay juicier and hold together. The secret to making burgers taste more savory is adding a few drops of Worcestershire sauce and plenty of salt. If you want to avoid the empty calorie buns, toast some sourdough bread, or just eat the burger without a bun, which is what I do. If you want burgers multiple days this week, for variety, try experimenting with different cheeses or cheesy combinations. Shopping list. Ground beef. Preferably grass-fed, and 70 to 80% lean. If only leaner grass-fed beef is available, add 1 egg per pound to help prevent crumbling when flipping the burger. Worcestershire sauce. Note, lamb is always quite fatty. Also, it goes so well with rosemary. Mixing it into the blend should be mandatory. Tip. If you can't find a grass-fed grind that's not super lean, try mixing in 1/4 to 1/3 pound of ground pork per pound of ground beef. Fish fillet. Fish tastes great fried in generous amounts of butter, olive oil, or coconut oil. Just a few minutes on each side will cook most fish through, including salmon, halibut, and cod. Mahi-mahi and ahi tuna taste great rolled in sesame seeds, seared in sesame, peanut, or coconut oil, then sliced and dipped in soy sauce. This is popular at sushi restaurants. Or cook it any way you like. Be sure to add salt. Shopping list. Fish fillet, fresh or frozen. Butter or healthy cooking oil. Optional. soy sauce, and sesame seeds. Tip: if you're shopping once for both weeks of the challenge, choose frozen fish, or freeze your fish if you're not using it soon. Fried chicken hearts. This is the healthiest chicken meat you can buy in typical grocery stores, other than the liver. Chicken hearts are extremely cheap and surprisingly delicious. Melt 1 or 2 tablespoons of butter per half pound of hearts in a medium-hot pan. Fry them for 3 or 4 minutes on each side, stirring often enough to cook all sides. Salt generously. If you're a fan of fennel, which tastes like black licorice, and sage, for the last 3 minutes of cooking, add about 1/2 teaspoon each of fresh ground fennel and sage. Season to taste. Shopping list: chicken hearts, butter, optional, fennel, rubbed sage. Fried chicken livers. This is the simplest way to start liking liver, and when you've perfected your technique, it will taste better than chicken nuggets. Chicken livers are usually sold 1 pound at a time. Dredge all the little livers in plenty of flour. Then let it soak in and press in some more flour. Load it up with flour, which is going to sizzle in the butter and taste great. Fry them in the butter for just a few minutes on each side until the livers firm up. Sprinkle generously with salt while cooking. They're done when slightly crumbly and barely pink in the middle. Add black pepper to taste. Shopping list: chicken livers, butter, all-purpose flour, or for a lighter texture, try 00 flour, a finely ground Italian flour. Black pepper. How to make dinner vegetables fast. If you've got too many vegetables in the fridge and you're worried about how to prepare them, fear not. Most veggies taste great together, whether steamed, sautéed, or roasted. Steamed vegetables with melted butter. Broccoli and the combination of carrots and red bell peppers are 2 of my favorites. But many veggies taste great steamed and drizzled with salt, butter, or garlic butter and sprinkled with spices or herbs. Try steaming them first, then pouring melted butter over the top and salting generously. A sprinkle of nutmeg tastes great on broccoli and Brussels sprouts. Curry powder goes well with cauliflower. For the best garlic butter, use fresh minced garlic that you've heated in the melting butter. Shopping list: fresh vegetables, butter, optional, garlic bulb. Tip: if you're shopping for both weeks of the challenge, you might want to choose frozen vegetables for week 2, as fresh vegetables are best consumed the week they are purchased. Roasted vegetables. Brussels sprouts and string beans are my 2 favorites for roasting, but beets, mushrooms, bell peppers, carrots, and other root vegetables also taste great when roasted, as do many other vegetable blends. Toss with olive oil or any other healthy oil and add a generous sprinkling of salt and pepper. Other fresh herb and spice blends can add pizzazz. Set your oven to 425 degrees and roast for 20 or 25 minutes in a rimmed baking sheet or baking dish. Stir midway through cooking. Shopping list: fresh vegetables, healthy oil, optional, fresh herbs or spices. Frozen vegetables, fried in butter. Frozen vegetables are usually par-cooked, and so all you really need to do is warm them up, making them even faster than steaming. 2 of my favorite frozen veggies to cook this way are peas and lima beans. Just dump them in the pan, throw in a bunch of butter, heat until the butter is melted and the veggies are heated through, and cook to your taste, and salt them generously. Lima beans taste best when cooked for a while, but peas are just the opposite, so I don't recommend mixing these together. Spinach works too, but tastes better if you use garlic butter, especially with fresh garlic. Frozen zucchini and summer squash are great when sautéed in butter and with fresh garlic added for the last few minutes. Salt these generously. Shopping list: frozen vegetables, butter, optional, garlic. Salad. A side salad can be giant or tiny, depending on your mood. The hardest part for most people is the dressing, since most of your favorites from the store probably have seed oils. Using a quality olive oil whisked with vinegar and salt is a good way to start. Try adding granulated garlic or mustard for variety. Use 2 to 3 times as much oil as vinegar and salt to taste. Shopping list. Salad greens. Olive oil. Vinegar. Balsamic or apple cider vinegar both taste great and are versatile. Optional. Granulated garlic or mustard. Tip. Salad greens can go bad quickly, so try to find the packages with the best expiration dates. Cooked greens. When I get too much spinach or baby kale to use in salad, I cook it down in a pan all by itself. A whole tub turns into about 2 servings. Then I add lots of garlic butter and salt. Shopping list. Spinach or baby kale. Butter. Optional. Fresh garlic. Dessert recommendations. We all need dessert once in a while. These are my recommendations for simple, healthy desserts. Note. Eating dessert within an hour after eating a mixed meal can minimize blood sugar spikes. Popcorn. Air pop or microwave dry kernels in a silicone popper. Typical microwave popcorn is full of vegetable oils. Drizzle with melted butter, salt, and optional furikake seasoning or nutritional yeast. Furikake seasoning is a Japanese blend that uses seaweed, sesame seeds, and other ingredients. See the shopping list in the supplementary PDF for seed oil-free popcorn recommendations. Coconut macaroons. Coconut sustains our energy especially well, making macaroons an excellent choice for treating pathologic hunger in those, hopefully rare, instances where your meal plans didn't quite cut it. Buy the ones with the lowest sugar content you can find. See the shopping list in the supplementary PDF. Ice cream. Get ice cream with the shortest possible ingredients list that puts cream as high up in the list as possible. See the shopping list in the supplementary PDF. Crepe. See select recipes in the supplementary PDF. Serve with cream or fruit. Putting the challenge into action. The key to success is coordinating your shopping and your planning so that you only buy foods when you have a plan for what you're going to do with them. For instance, 2 pounds of ground beef will become 2 nights of burgers for 2 people. 2 32-ounce tubs of yogurt and a small jar of blueberry jelly will be breakfast for the week for 1 person, and so on. When you have a plan, you've already done the heavy mental lifting for when you come home tired or need to rush out the door in the morning. After you've gone through the suggested meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, circle the 3 or 4 from each category that you'll choose for both weeks of the 2-week challenge. Put together your initial shopping list. You'll find many specific brand recommendations in the resources section and at https://drcate.com/shopping-list. You might shop once or several times during the challenge. If you want to shop once for both weeks, just plan to have more of the longer-lived goods on hand for week 2, as the fresh meats and vegetables are best enjoyed the same week they're purchased. Of course, if you freeze your meat, do remember to thaw it out in the refrigerator a day or so ahead of when you'll need it. Next, it's time to undergo the kitchen detox, if you haven't already. Revisit the kitchen detox worksheet in the supplementary PDF. If you're ready to throw out, give away, or donate all the vegetable oils and vegetable oil-containing foods in your kitchen, I applaud you. If you're not quite ready to get rid of the food, I understand where you're coming from. For the next 2 weeks, you might consider finding a box for the foods you ultimately want to get out of your kitchen. If the foods are in your fridge or freezer, you can stick them in their own box or bag there. Just do something to make the foods a little harder to access if you decide to keep them around during the challenge. Go easy on yourself during these 2 weeks. As we discussed in Chapter 4, if you are accustomed to snacking, making a switch to 3 square meals can be difficult. Both your metabolism and your habits may be working against you. If you do find yourself experiencing the symptoms of pathologic hunger, it's more than reasonable for you to have a small snack, a couple of small pretzels or some nuts, as long as they contain no seed oils, to get you to the next meal. You might also want to keep a log of how you're feeling each day, or even at various points each day. Make a note of any hunger pangs or cravings and your general mood and energy level. It's especially important to track when you experience pathologic hunger. If you do, that's your cue that there was something missing from your previous meal. So be sure to go back and revisit how to prevent pathologic hunger. Also, see the free reader's tools for a pathological hunger tracker in the supplementary PDF, as well as tips on overcoming many of the common everyday challenges we face. After working with thousands of patients and clients, I've consistently gotten feedback that most people start to feel more energized beginning on day one, literally within hours of getting started. When your breakfast includes healthy fats, you will probably notice that you have more energy all morning. Something as simple as eating good old scrambled eggs and toast can start your day out right. At the end of the 2nd week, it's time to take stock of how you feel. I found that paying close attention to how we feel is vital to long-term success. It's far more important than how fast we're losing weight. If you're not sure that you're feeling more energy by then, it can help to revisit the list of inflammatory conditions to see if any of these other common issues have improved. See Figure 2-3 in the supplementary PDF. Of course, if you still didn't notice anything, reassess. On a scale of 1 to 10, how well you did with avoiding seed oils. Even if you give yourself a low score on the seed oil avoidance scale, you're still doing better than 99% of the population that has never heard about the dangers of these oils. If you didn't do as well as you liked, take a few moments to answer the following questions. What challenges did I experience? How much can I commit to doing going forward? Do I need a partner to share stories with? It doesn't even have to be someone avoiding seed oils. It can be anyone, especially if they're handy in the kitchen. Many people tell me that 2 weeks into it, they're already feeling incredible. Hence, the 2-week challenge. But some people need to stick with it a little longer, so don't be discouraged. If you can commit to eating this way for 3 to 6 months, you will probably feel so much better that you can barely recognize yourself. And as you continue reducing your bodily burden of oxidative stress-inducing oils over the coming years, you'll continue to notice improvements to your health, particularly when it comes to your brain. As I went through this transformation myself, I started to realize just how many more good days I was having where I felt like myself. My moods were brighter, my concentration was sharp, and I could take joy from simple tasks that used to feel like drudgery. That transformation came from the enhanced performance I was getting from my own brain. It was like I got 30% more life every day for the small amount of additional time I spent focusing on buying and making healthier food. The time you spend avoiding seed oils will pay itself back 1,000-fold.